When we're fed up, we want to give up. Our strength fails, our eyes grow dim, our hands grow weak, our enthusiasm to do whatever it is God's called us to do, well, that's gone missing in action too. Yep, when you're fed up, you want to give up. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. I'm fairly sure we all have seasons like that in our lives. Once upon a time, there was such an enthusiasm in our hearts for the life we were living. But now that spark just isn't there anymore. What went wrong? It's as though we've hit a fork in the road. Either we keep at it, spending what little energy we have left, or we toss in the towel and go home. We conclude either that it's all up to me, I have to keep going, or as Bruce Wilkinson writes in his book, The Prayer of Jabez, I've gone too far. I've ended up in the wrong place. And since I already have all the resources I'm going to get, I need to exit fast. But what if I told you that there's a third alternative, a much better alternative? 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 11 and 12. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His presence continually. Remember the wondrous works that He's done, His miracles and the judgments He uttered. What you and I can achieve on our own is minuscule compared to what the Lord can achieve through us as His presence descends upon us, as His strength flows through us. Listen to me, you are never meant to go it alone. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His presence continually. That's God's word, fresh for you today. With all that I am, I believe that your best is yet to come, even if that's not all that obvious to you. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.